Ode to Everything, Saunders Trail Attempt. My ex-Mormon friend spent her first divorced summer in Morocco tonguing new hangovers, while I'm sweating mine out in central Virginia, draped in mosquitoes. Men draped her in scarves, their hands parentheticals around her breasts. Nothing like side boob in the morning to grease the wheels, fortify the appetite. I haven't seen that kind of action since... Well, I'm too old to say, but young enough to remember those women I once touched as I walk along Saunders Trail, chased as a fart, noting English ivy choking the elms, oaks, and walnuts. I'm assembling material for an ode to everything. Here's leaves raking wind. Here's ocean clamoring inside them. Here's where I expel self-pity and trade a lecherous proclivity for identifying pawpaw, hemlock, and tulip poplar. If I were smarter and funnier, I'd add white rats, pirouettes, Mormon underwear, a hand dusting lead from Flint, Michigan's pipes like dandruff from shoulders. Can we agree children should suffer only earaches and mild anxiety? Let's consult on how to best represent their interests through a list of jump ropes, right swipes, pumpkins carved into gangrenous skulls. Let's exchange emojis redacted here to honor the ode's allegiance to the alphabet. Then I'll snap a video of a pawpaw, fat and innocent as a baby's thigh, before pocketing a few for their beery, citrus-flecked flavor from Thomas Jefferson's land. Someday I'll compose an ode to it, the largest indigenous edible fruit in North America, because it snapped my heart much like poison ivy butters skin. I've never learned its shape like mittens, its rule of three like witches, its ruddy progress irritating as love can be. I know I should get on with it. The trail's got another mile before dropping me by the pond where amphibian lust ping-pongs. On it, I'll collect silence, a cure for lead poisoning, a more confident stride, a sideways glance at the runner passing me, her body glossy with sweat, her untied shoelace scribbling Jefferson's signature. I'll offer to tie it when I find her paused beside the pond, where I'll expound on invented facts about frog physiology, tell her a joke. A divorced Mormon, a poet, and Thomas Jefferson walk into a bar. You can imagine the rest.